live.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is 12:24 Friday. We are in Beverly Hills, California at the Sofitel Hotel here in Beverly Hills at the 19th Annual Oscars Luncheon Week Student Film Scholarship Luncheon Awards with Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson as hosting this amazing event that's going on. The hotel is just beautiful, you guys. As people are arriving, we are here on the red carpet, just mingling and just seeing all the great things that's going on. For those of you that don't know, this event is being held, like I said, at the luxurious Sofitel Hotel in Los Angeles, California. And this, and on today's date, we host it from 12 to 3 p.m. And right now, it is just an afternoon affair as awards are presented annually to up-and-coming filmmakers and selected for their creative achievements, visions, and technical talents. In addition to financial awards towards their tuition, film companies traditionally arrange gifts of technical support for the scholarship's recipients. The dual purpose also for these outstanding individuals is the ability to benefit the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. As you guys know, with Keystone leader, Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, who we are waiting for. We know he's out and about and around, mingling and out here, as we all know. But as people arrive and as we come in, we're just speaking to them. I'm going to get some of them on the air and see what's going on and why they are here and what is their attendance on, you know, being here to support such an awesome, awesome event. Hi, how are you? Beautiful, beautiful bracelet. What brings you guys here today?
We're here with the Cancer Breast, Cancer Girl Society for Palliative Fitness.
Awesome.
We're being honored to receive or participate today.
Oh, well, congratulations. Well, you working divas look awesome. We
Thank
are here
you.
From Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Yes.
I'm Tukia Records, and we're at this
Awesome, awesome.
And Pam, her daughter.
Well, you working divas look lovely, and
thank
it's
you.
Great for being a part of a cause.
An award are in '89 with Southern California Motion Picture.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Well, congratulations. Well, you guys are working it here, and as we are out here just to honor it with Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, I'm going to spin around and just get some more information, but
Hi.
Welcome, you guys, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes, that was some of the attendees here over here at the red carpet. We sit at the multicultural 19th annual Oscar event with Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson is hosting the event. As you guys know, we just honored Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson out in Atlanta, the Feel, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award out in Atlanta, Georgia, just recently. So we're just out here just mingling. There's a lot of photographers and, you know, as usual, just the Hollywood thing going on. We're going to see what's going on with some of the people as they arrive and some of the guests and some of the people that are being honored. Are you being honored? Are you just a guest?
I'm
with Bill Grown and Joy Radio. What brings you here today?
I don't know the exact name of it, but I'm one of the students that was selected for the scholarship thing.
Oh, so what's your name?
Damon Sash. What's your name?
Kalithia with Bill Grown and Joy Radio.
Pleasure.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, so that's awesome. You know, I personally know Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, and he does awesome things within the entertainment and television. We actually just honored him at my award ceremony out in Atlanta for what he does right here. So
Fantastic.
Tell a little bit about what you do and what brought you here, just exactly why you think you were selected.
Well, I'm a writer. I've been writing for about 7 years. I started directing about 6 months ago. I mean, I've always been interested in that. I've always had a strong passion for creativity. I mean, I've drawn, written. I have to sign my name in there pretty soon.
Come on. I'll walk with you.
All right. But, Damon Stashko?
Yeah, we already got you.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm good to go in? Okay, thank you very much. Anyway, I've always been into creativity. I've always drawn, written, done stuff like that. But just recently, I worked on a pretty big project took about a week to do, but it got some major attention. It's looking really good.
Awesome.
Really
well, congratulations. And we look for greater things from you.
Thank you.
Blessings, okay? Yes, you too. Well, that was one of the selected students. As you guys can see, Jarvie is making it happen, giving back to the community, up-and-coming filmmakers here in Los Angeles, California, as right now we are airing at the 19th Annual MMPA Oscars Week Student Filmmaker Scholarship, and Damon was one of the scholarship honorees that will be receiving this extraordinary award from this event that's kicking off Oscar Week, honoring all of our up-and-coming filmmakers. Like I said, it is absolutely a beauty in here. This is just such a beautiful, beautiful hotel. People are arriving. As you know, we have a 30-minute show. We're going to extend it a little bit, so as we can get some of these arrivees, we are expecting a lot of big names to come in today. Some Dean, Viola Davis, as you guys know, Oscar Spencer, 2012 Oscar nominee also. And here comes Jarvie Hutcherson right now. We're just going to be excited to get him going and to say hello to him and honor him. Hi, Jarvie, how are you? Good to see you.
Good.
You're on the air. Yes, so it's just absolutely an honor. Thank you. Hello, how are you? So Jarvie Hutcherson is arriving right now to the 19th Annual Keystone Leader, as you guys all know, at the 19th Annual Oscar Luncheon. There's a lot that's just going on. We're trying to catch him as many as we can. He's running around, as you can see. So we'll get him on the air. Hopefully we do. If we don't, but if you guys, as you guys know, this event is held annually for up-and-coming student filmmakers by the Multicultural Motion Picture Association Educational and Development Scholarship Fund. These funds were established by executive committees, some of them being Stephen Allen, Bruce Berman, Carrie Brokaw, Susan DePaz, Tracy Edmond, Lucy Fisher, Rupert Murdoch, you know, some of the big names that sits on this executive committee. So, you know, they're out here in Los Angeles making it happen, you know, just building the community of entertainment and television, the scholarship committee funds, and, you know, they match students with mentors at production companies, trade guilds, and industry. The MMP also utilized committed individuals who bring their skills and commitment to schools, as well as youth and civic organizations. So you guys can see why we actually honored to Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson. This is just one of the many things he's doing throughout the community as a Keystone Leader. Very, very involved in the entertainment and television industry, and just out here just making a difference in Los Angeles. And we're just absolutely honored to be here today, to be able to air here for this just beautiful, beautiful, extraordinary event. Like I said, we have some, you know, and some of the invited guests that are expecting. They have not arrived as of yet, and we're looking forward to them, you know. Like I said, Miss Viola Davis, you know, as you guys know, she's a 2012 Oscar nominee on Sunday. We'll see what she actually wins with award for her phenomenal performance on entertainment and television. Also looking at some of the other honorees or some of the filmmaker finalists. You know, you guys just heard Damon. We got Anthony Mitchell, also a student filmmaker finalist from the L.A. Film School. School filmmaker, James Jamel Benson, Justin Benson, William Roos, Yoshi Tran, so Joseph Skips. We got a lot of different names here. Also expected Louis Gossett Jr. is an Academy Award winner. Sally Kirkland coming in, also into the door they're expecting. So, you know, lots of actresses and lots of book authors, recording artists. You know, this is Hollywood, you guys, so they're making it happen. So I'm right here now on the red carpet, and we are just here just you know, checking out what's going on and just ready for some of these people to come in so we can get them on the air and they can speak about this phenomenal event that's going on in Los Angeles, California annually. Something that we can tell you that Bill Groen and Joy absolutely will be a part of every year if possible, as we see, you know, the difference that Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson is making in the community here out in Los Angeles, California. So, you know, it's just absolutely a pleasure, as I said, for us to be here today, just making a difference spreading the word for Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson.
who's out here and just making it happen. I'm sorry if I have a whole bunch of it's just a lot going on. You know, we're here on the red carpet trying to, you know, air this, and I'm just on the lookout for some of these names so we can get some of these stars and celebrities on the air, see how they support this great cause that's happening every year here in Atlanta. So as I mentioned, we are now, if you're just tuning in, Bill Gronin Joy is here at the 19th Annual Multi-Motion Picture Association Oscar Luncheon, the kickoff of Oscar Week, where they are honoring student filmmakers, up-and-coming filmmakers, scholarship luncheon and awards. They honor a lot of up-and-coming individuals, as I said before, for their talent, for their creativity. They also sponsor, you know, give them some scholarship money towards, you know, their schooling. A lot of them being, out of the honorees today that are being honored is from the L.A. Film School filmmaker. Have some big names that's gonna expecting to come in to help support this extraordinary cause that happens annually here in Los Angeles. Let's talk about, you know, some you know, they said last year, you know, we had a lot of it's just an organization that's here in Atlanta, you know, a lot of actors, some cinemographers, editors, writers, directors, you know, have all played host to an array of, you know, the celebrities and nominees that come to this event annually, some being from Selma Hayek, Robert De Niro, Kate Winslet, Sandra Bullock, Denzel Washington, Leonardo DiCaprio. The luncheon is always anticipated and remembered for its spontaneous surprise of high-profile guests and the goodwill that's shared among colleagues coming in support of the talented emerging artists. But we got Mr. Darby Hutchison right here, and he is just walking up. Hi, Darby, good to see you. As you guys know, this is the man right now. We're on the air right now. So okay. Just let everyone know, you know, about this great event that you host here every year in Los Angeles.
Well, we're very happy. It's Oscar weekend, and we're having a fantastic time. We're excited about today, what's going on with our film students and our honorees, and I'm so glad to have all the listeners being a part of this, and you have to come and support us and check us out.
Yes, definitely. Right. We will see you soon, Mr. Jarvie Hutchison.
Right.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us. Yes, yes. That was Mr. Jarvie Hutchison, the president of the Multi-Motion Picture Association. He is actually the founder and the host of this extraordinary event that's hosted annually here in Los Angeles, California, in support of up-and-coming filmmakers and in support of, you know, help them go forth with their calling and we're just still on the lookout of what's going on. There's so much going on. But as previously announced, you know, here I really want to get Vialoa to say this on the air for everyone, which we are expecting her to arrive. We have about 17 minutes left in the show. I may overrun it so that way we can catch her. You know how these celebrities are. You know, they make the grand entrance, but, you know, their schedules are just as busy also. But definitely would like to get some information from some of them that are walking in and coming to arrive here in support of this annual event. That's just absolutely extraordinary to the community of entertainment and television throughout the community of Los Angeles, California. So, you know, it's definitely just an honor that we are here. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to continue on. I'm just going to check out, see who's walking in. We have some others walking in right now, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back, Bill Girl, and enjoy. We are here live broadcast from the 19th annual Oscar kickoff week of the Oscar luncheon by the Multicultural Motion Picture Association here in Beverly Hills, California, being held right now as we are here and as I speak at the prestigious and luxury Sofitel Hotel Los Angeles here on Beverly Boulevard in Beverly Hills, California. Lunching is expected to happen within the next 15 minutes, so I'm here on the red carpet as I wait for arrivals of some of the biggest names in Hollywood, Oscar nominees, to come in support of this absolutely wonderful, wonderful event that is presented annual by the MMPA for film. You know, they select filmmakers, up-and-coming filmmakers, for their creativity, achievements, vision, technical talents, and in addition, you know, they give financial awards. So we all know, you know, that's just always awesome to be able to give, to help the next person go forth in their passion and in their dreams. And that's what it's all about here, you know. Help one, you know, everyone helping one another. And we all know Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson is all about helping. Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson is all about giving back. As you guys know, he was one of our Keystone leaders at the first annual Bill Grown Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award. He is just absolutely just so attentive to all his arrivees and all his people as we prepare to get into this luncheon. So some are coming in, some are arriving. I think that we have someone that came on here. So, you know, the team right now is finding out who's who. People are coming in, and, you know, we are trying to see as they come in the support of this absolutely extraordinary event annually that happens here in Los Angeles, California, here today, this year, being hosted at the beautiful Sofitel Hotel, honoring the up and coming filmmakers throughout the entertainment and television. As mentioned, we are expecting big names to come and arrive in support of this event. Mr. Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, these are both our 2012 Oscar nominees. One of the filmmakers finalists on the air, and that was Mr. Damon Stasko. I hope I said your name right, Damon. Looking forward to seeing some of the other honorees, other finalists, I'm sorry, Anthony Mitchell, Jamel Benson, Justin Benson. But they're brothers. That would be so awesome. Two brothers with two passions, but, you know, you just never know. Yoshi Tran, some of the other guests that are arriving to and have been invited, Sally Kirkland, Louis Gossett Jr., so Pink Lady. We're looking at Izzy Chase. Oh, I hope I said that right. Chapman, the band, as performances as this luncheon gets on its way in about 10 minutes, 13 minutes, it's 11:48, I'm sorry, now here in the beautiful, beautiful Los Angeles, California. I'm going to step into this room right now, until, you know, as we go into the red carpet and get some pictures, check out what's going on. There's a lot of activity going on right now as I walk into here, and some of the stars coming in on the red carpet as they get photographed and get photos going. Oh, man, it is just live and exact. A lot of interviews going on. A lot that's just, you know, speaking. A lot that's going on.
Yes. A very famous winner of a film festival.
Okay.
That he did for young girls who came here. He did a film that offered all these young girls who came here and got abused and all that.
Wow.
And he's a brilliant photographer. Brilliant, brilliant man. Doing
wow.
A great thing.
Awesome. And what was his name again?
Cammy, but I can't pronounce his last name.
Okay. Yeah, definitely get him on here. Well, we're live broadcasting from Bill Grown Enjoy Radio. What is his name?
Cammy Gardner.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, that's awesome. Well, we're trying to get him on the air.
getting the broadcast right now. As you can just hear, one of our extraordinary filmmakers, he's on the red carpet right now. They're coming through. They're starting to come through. So hopefully we can allow the extra time to be able to get some of them on the air with so much media. This is just extraordinary for such a beautiful, beautiful event.
He also is a brilliant photographer and has been honored for his masterpieces of photography.
Absolutely.
That look like film. I mean, he really is.
Right. Well, I'm going to catch him when he gets off the red carpet. Thank you very much. As you guys can hear, you know, everyone's excited about all these, you know, entertainers and, you know, people in television. It's making a difference throughout the community here in beautiful Beverly Hills, beautiful Los Angeles, California. Yeah, so we're getting some video for you guys, so we'll get that up on the air or up on YouTube for you so you guys can be able to share this experience that we are experiencing here, Bill Grow and Enjoy Radio. Just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful event. As we are just speaking, I better not get that. I was just offered a nice glass of whatever is in that glass. Oh, my gosh, there's so much going on. It's just beautiful. You guys, make sure you get out here for the 20th annual. This is an event that you do not want to miss. I mean, when I say, oh, my gosh, it is just absolutely just amazing. I mean, people are really pulling in and supporting such a beautiful, beautiful organization. Thank you. The MMPA, Multicultural Motion Picture Association, 19th annual right now, Student Filmmaker Luncheon for the kickoff of Oscar Week. I was just absolutely honored that Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson has invited Bill Grow and Enjoy here to experience this and help spread the word. But I can let you know it is a media frenzy right now. I kind of don't want to get in too much. Oh, we got a celebrity on here. What is her name? What is her name on the red carpet? And someone is pulled in. Hi, how are you? Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. I'm Tammy.
Tammy, nice to meet you. I heard all the great things you just shared. What was Bill Grow and Enjoy Radio? So just to let everyone know why, you know, you're here in support of Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson and this awesome organization that's going on.
Yes, I know that's a big, big and really fantastic organization. I am here because I did some movies that I won the award, and those movie was about really the life of a woman in America. About the woman trafficking and the woman that was crossing the border, etc. So very human kind of movie. I won the award in New York Film Festival and the best drama.
Right.
And mostly because I think that I am a photographer, a fashion photographer, and they like a lot my photography and art of what I'm doing.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your contribution to the entertainment and television industry. It's absolutely an honor and continued blessings to you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank,
thank
you.
Thank you
very
for
much. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Well, that was one of the major, major filmmakers, and we were just mouth wide open here in the industry, but this is just absolutely a beautiful thing that's going on right now. I can let you all know. This is the real deal, and it's just amazing how everyone can pull together and just really, really here making a difference for our up-and-coming filmmakers in support of keeping the industry alive, keeping the industry going forward. For those that are very talented, for those that are making a difference throughout the community, I think we have a Dutch movie star, they just said, from here within Hollywood. It's so funny because as you're walking on the red carpet, they have the dry erase board that announces walking on here. As you can hear, this is just absolutely this media frenzy. Beautiful, beautiful event. Jarvie Hutcherson is definitely a blessing. I can see it myself, as I had already known, is honoring him at my Keystone Leadership Awards. To the entertainment and television industry. I'm just absolutely excited to be here and have been honored to to participate in such an event that is making a difference. So for those of you that are just tuning in, we are here at the 19th Annual Student Filmmaker Oscar Luncheon here on the red carpet as those walk in and are here in support of this such a phenomenal event going on here in Los Angeles, California at the beautiful, beautiful Sofitel Hotel. It's absolutely an extraordinary event. So make sure you guys Google this, do what you need to do, check it out, but make sure you're here at the 20th annual because this is the place to be. If you're in entertainment, Atlanta, I know you're listening in. You guys need to be here because this is where you're meeting. As I'm walking in and I'm here interviewing and just speaking of the event, I'm getting cards and big producers and filmmakers are just handing up your information. These are the connects that you need. These are the people that are out here helping. These are the people out here that can get you to the next level. So definitely make sure you're here for the 20th annual event because the 19th is just absolutely beautiful. As you guys heard earlier, Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson was on the air. He's a very busy man right now. He's hosting this event, and I can tell you he's very attentive to his guests as they arrive. We have Beauty Queen of America, some of them. They have vendors out here with beautiful, beautiful photography and photos and jewelry. I mean, it's just a huge supportive event that is happening right now here in Los Angeles, California. It's also a beautiful day, too. But, being inside this beautiful hotel, you really just cannot tell. I'm going to get some pictures with some of a Dutch, they said, filmmaker. He came off the red carpet. I'm going to get a photo with him and get him on the air, too, and ask him what brings him here in support of, this phenomenal event that in entertainment and television. But violin is here. Okay, Violo is here, you guys. Ms. Davis has arrived. Oh, my goodness. So is she on the red carpet already? Yes, so hopefully we have enough time to get her on the air. I want to get her on the air also. Let's get him over here so I can get some photos with him. Is she here? Violo is already on the carpet, or is she coming off? Okay, she's halfway. So while Miss Violo comes off of the red carpet, is that her right there? Yes, I did. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. We're going to try to get Robbie. His name is Robbie. He's a Dutch superstar. Media is all over him, so... we'll go ahead and get him on the air and ask him what brings him here to the 19th annual Oscar event. Get some photos with him. And I guess he's up and coming also. Yes. Let me get it. How are you? This is your Grown and Joy Radio. I want to get you on the air and ask what brings you here to the 19th annual Oscar and get some photos of you.
Okay. I'm actually here in Hollywood today to look for my father because my father is very famous. And so I'm here with Raul, and we are looking for him. So it's very good, everybody who listens to the radio right now. You should know Robbie is in Hollywood, and I'm looking for my father, and my father is Al Pacino Scarface.
Oh, awesome. Well, my blessings to you, and welcome to the 19th Annual Oscar Luncheon. It's
a
pleasure.
That was Scarface from Hollywood, an up-and-coming. He's a huge Dutch actor. Had to squeeze in there because there's so much media around him. This is just so energetic. There's so many people here. I want to catch Miss Violoa. We got gonna have to go into the extended show. But those of you guys that are just joining, he's a Dutch. I don't have his name, but I'm on the air right now, so go ahead and as the actresses and actors, celebrities are arriving on the red carpet, I'm going to go ahead and roll over for those of you just joining. You know that the archive show will repeat throughout the day for the show. Atlanta, hope you're listening. You know, this is what Atlanta is trying to transition to. We're going to get some videos up for you guys on YouTube. We've definitely let you guys, you know, we got, RJ Mitchell's on the red carpet. He's one of the finalists for the MMPA. That's absolutely awesome. That's one of the finalists to receive the scholarship dollars, and you know, just absolutely just a beautiful event here. So, like I said, we are here at the 19th annual Oscar luncheon for the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the Harvey Hutchinson Diversity Awards, and they're here to honor many of the up and coming filmmakers for their talent, for their creative talents here throughout the entertainment and television industry here in the beautiful, beautiful Beverly Hills, California, Los Angeles. I'm at the Sofitel Hotel. So it's like I said, we are right now on the red carpet, as you can hear, media, flashing lights. I mean, it is going down. So right now they have cinematographer on the red carpet as they are coming through. They have the dry erase board to announce who is who and who's coming. I'm trying to see if we can get any where's the state of that? Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Actually, I'm sorry. Well, let's go ahead and get her on the air. Let's see, we got her coming up the air. It's so hard to get to some of these celebrities because it's just such a media frenzy. They are here in support of the 19th annual Student Filmmaker Oscar luncheon here, hosted by the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. We're going to watch this time. We're going over, so we got about 10 more minutes, so I'm going to try to get who I can. But just do know, you guys can go to Bill Grown Enjoy. We'll have some videos up of this event, YouTube videos of this phenomenal event. Be sure, you guys that were not able to make it this year, know that this is the event that you would want to be at. This is the event you want to be a part of. You are in the entertainment and television industry. As I said, I'm on the red carpet, and I'm here as media, and I have tons of big names even handing me their cards, and you know, just you know, wanting to connect, you know, in this phenomenal event that is making a difference in the entertainment and television industry. Mr. Jarvie Hutchinson is on the red carpet right now. Oh, okay, that's Mr. Post the paper. So we have something more big that's on the red carpet right now. You guys can hear it's a frenzy out here. It's just absolutely awesome. See here, we have Bobby Chan that's actually on the red carpet. Bobby Chan is on the red carpet right now. We also have trying to get Davis, but she wasn't going to step away. She's still getting interviewed. We have on the air right now. Baileen. Where did she go? Where did Miss Lingo go? She's still on the carpet. As you guys know, she is an actress here out in Hollywood. You guys have seen her in a lot of movies. And right now on the red carpet, we have, let's see who this is. We have some cinematographers, some of the students that are finalists for this event. Also have some of the Miss Bobby Chan, who's an actress, also an acting coach that Mr. Jarvie Hutchinson just announced. Miss Ling is still being interviewed. Thank you. Hi, we're on the air. I'm Bill Grown Enjoy. Are you media or are you still on the red carpet, girl? Okay, well, you working deeper? Well, I was Bill Grown Enjoy. And you know, and now we're here, hope to come.
you know, Atlanta. You're based out of Atlanta, but to say, you know, what brings you here besides your media piece in support of the people that Jarvis Hutcherson is giving?
Let Atlanta know. Just to support everybody and to show that if you keep trying, you can always achieve anything that you want. I'm here, you know, doing interviews right now. I'm a little nervous and sweating because, to be honest, this is my first time doing this. I'm more of a radio person and being on camera kind of shocks me, but I'm enjoying every minute. I'm so proud to be here right now.
Yeah, it is an awesome event. Well, girl, thank you. You are looking hot yourself.
You're so true.
Yes, thank you. Take care.
Well, that was one of the television personality. Oh, here comes Miss Ling right now. We can ask her what brings her here to the 19th annual. If you guys know, this actress, Miss Ling. I got to get her on the air. She's completing. She's trying to get through the pass. You know, getting past some of the media. I don't know where we're at with time. Let me check. Okay, we are at about 7 minutes to wrap up before the luncheon. Actually, the luncheon is about to begin. Actually, we were 5 minutes over, so I guess we won't be getting Ms. Davis on here, but at least we can get Ms. Ling on here. Let her know, let everyone know why she is in support of the Multicultural 19th Annual, or the annual luncheon for up-and-coming filmmakers throughout the entertainment and television industry as they go forth and their passion and calling. As we just had one of the television personalities here in Los Angeles, if you believe, you can achieve, so definitely a great thing. Miss Ling, go ahead and get her. She's just talking. Let's get Miss Ling on the air right now. Just let her know real quick. I wanted to get her real quick. She's on the phone. She's trying to get through the red carpet herself. I'm sorry, Miss Ling. Yeah. Very good stuff. Hi, Miss Ling. How are you? I know you're getting through media with Bill Grown and Joy Radio and Florida Driving Hutchinson, always from Atlanta, Georgia. Can you let everyone know, because Atlanta, you know, it's an upcoming place also where film and industry.
And then actually a lot of producers, musicians come from. I've been there many times. And just so you know, I'm writing songs too. I just released my single called I Love You, My Valentine on iTunes and YouTube.
Right.
If you follow me at Real by Ling, and you find me also officialbyling.com. So check it out. The music is a love song, kicking ass.
Awesome, awesome.
It's a city, actually, I know by music.
Yes, there's a lot of music going on. So what? Just let everyone know why you are here to support this wonderful event.
Because of the Oscar season, I think it's to celebrate life. And we're lucky to do what we love to do, and we can lend a hand to help others, to make others feel better and doing better, and to make everybody's life much better in this world, and that's why I'm here.
Awesome. Well, you look sharp, working diva. Thank you, thank you. Yes, thank you. And have a good one, and my continued blessing.
Thank you. I didn't mean to touch your breast.
No, I think you're trying to touch my breast. He's sitting over here,
and that was the best. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's the Hollywood way to know. She is feeling my body. That was funny. You see it?
Well, we're with Bill Gronin. This is Bill Gronin. You're live at the 19th annual luncheon.
You okay? Don't you say that? I'm live on the air.
Yes, I'm live. What's your name?
What brings you here tonight?
My name is Earl Parker. I'm a representative of the talent of the American Hip Hop Awards.
Okay.
Cultural event. We're having April 22nd at the Shrine Auditorium.
Right.
The man there is Greg Russell. He's actually the executive producer.
All right. Well, I'm with Bill Grunham Joy Radio, founder of it. It's my team right here. We're out here supporting Mr. Jarvis Hutcherson, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice.
So, absolutely an honor to be here.
We're trying to bring our country to Atlanta.
And that's where it's at. You know, there's a lot of talent there.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely, we need to connect.
Definitely.
Yes, and don't be trying to feel up on me. Take it easy. It's a pleasure meeting you.
And that was the American Hip Hop Awards, Inc. Earl Parker, talent coordinator here out in Los Angeles, California. We got about 4 more minutes, so hopefully Ms. Davis can walk in because I definitely want to get her on the air. And this prior, we just had this Ms. Ling on the air. Actress, you guys all know her. We got some video looking it up. I guess she was just amazed with, you know, my blessings. Yeah, I was just having a good time, you know. It is what it is. It's Hollywood. And it's all about having a good time and making a difference throughout the community in entertainment and television. As we are about to conclude, going forth, Just want to let you guys know, if you are in the area, they have this event annually here in Los Angeles, California. Be sure to get out here to the 20th annual next year. Just be on the lookout for it. The Oscar Week kickoff luncheon hosted by Mr. Jarvis Hutcherson and with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the Diversity Awards. It's absolutely a beautiful, beautiful event. So as I mentioned, we are going to conclude. I was hoping I could have given Ms. Davis, from where? From Glee. Oh, one of the actors from Glee. And where are we at with time? Can I get him on the air? We got about, I would say about 2 more minutes. I'm not sure if we can get him through. You know, as you're going through the media line and on the red carpet, you know, when they get interviews. What is his name? Oh, he is the actor from Glee. That is him, huh? Well, we'll get some pictures and video for you guys. I was hoping we could have got, you know, as many as we can on the air, but looks like we won't be able to do that. You guys just got to get out here yourself. So you know, this is the place to be. This is where it's happening annually at the Oscar Week kickoff here in Los Angeles, California right now. We're going to enjoy as we get ready to get into the luncheon and see some of these up-and-coming filmmakers get presented their awards, many of them nominated. So congratulations to all of the finalists. Congratulations to all of them. Thank you, Mr. Darby Hutcherson, for having Bill Grun and Joy here. You guys be sure, if you missed it, this is a special broadcast here live from Beverly Hills, California, here at the Sofitel Hotel. We are about to conclude because of the award, and our luncheon is about to begin. Definitely want to get in the mix of all of that. But congratulations to all the finalists. Congratulations, and thank you for supporting to all the actors and actresses and personalities that are here at the 19th annual MMPA Oscar Week Student Filmmaker Scholarship Luncheon and Award. Here we are at the prestigious and luxurious Sofitel Hotel, Los Angeles, California. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. It's just absolutely a pleasure having you listen in to some of these filmmakers, some of these artists, some of these, it's just a media frenzy. So we're going to get ready to get into the luncheon. Tune into the archive. We're going to get some videos up. So BillGrunEnjoy.com. We're going to get some YouTube videos up so you guys can see all the live action, get some pictures up. I was hoping we got Ms. Davis, but she has not arrived. We have some other people, and, you know, they're starting to arrive now, but we didn't get a time to get her. So that's going to conclude us for today. You guys have a blessed week, and do know that I'm going to have Music Soul Child on the air on Wednesday. He's going to be on there. Keystone leader and ambassador of Susan G. Komen. He's going to be on the air and talk about the difference that he's making. That's what it's about, you guys, making a difference. I know a lot of people talk about, hey, we're doing this, we're doing that, but no. As you know, with Bill Grun and Joy, we know we build, we like to see growing, and we want to see people enjoying. And that's what we're doing today in the entertainment and television industry. So thank you for tuning in, everyone. Have a blessed, blessed week. And as always, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.